401ks may have taken a big hit in 2020, but there might be a way to get all those savings back. Financial experts are now recommending that more Americans set aside a giant, mesmerizing pearl to covet and rub in retirement. Hear more about the benefits of investing in an awe-inspiring pearl to tenderly caress while whispering "yes, my sweet" to it every night. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We're not only your best source of news, we're also your freest, so stay with us. Amid all this financial uncertainty, many Americans are still saving for their future for some reason, as if they think they won't be either dead or living in a desolate wasteland within the next 5 years. But for those still trying to save, financial experts from the Wharton School are putting out new recommendations today about how Americans should be tracking down a large, spellbinding pearl to covet in retirement. We're joined by OPR Economics reporter Marcy Hammond, who's here to tell us more.
Hi, Leslie.
So, Marcy, what's the impetus for this new report?
Well, the study's authors pointed to the fact that younger generations aren't investing properly for their future.
Right.
So they wanted to emphasize that it's never too early to secure precious oyster secretions and begin a long-lasting habit of having a dark fascination with them. Here's Brian O'Leary, who helped co-author the report.
You don't want to retire without having anything to covet. Far more than food, shelter, or health. Having an enormous, stunning pearl to lovingly stroke as you madly rock back and forth is going to be what gets you through retirement.
Right, and the earlier you let your sanity become consumed by the exquisite object, the easier it will be to fall into a trance where the bewitching sphere commands your every move and thought later in life.
Exactly.
But what about those people who say, I can barely get by as it is. There's no way I'll be able to cup even a regular-sized pearl in my hand to gain insight into the celestial realms.
The financial experts who authored the report noted that even low-earning workers could acquire a small velvet purse of garnets to roll in their palm while watching the tiny flame-like glints from deep in their crimson crystalline hearts.
Well, I guess that's a start.
Yeah, you want to build up to owning a gargantuan pearl that shines so brightly and majestically you have no choice but to kneel before it.
Yeah.
In fact, the report recommends that by age 60, the average American should have a minimum of 5 phrases they repeat aloud to their pearl while bathing in its soft interior luminescence. Like, glow for me, my perfect, my only coldest flame.
But what if you don't get to that point and haven't yet acquired your one and only pearl?
In that case, it's recommended that you slit the throat of your closest friend, coworker, or family member in order to acquire one.
I see. Now, the one thing I'm wondering is, how do folks keep them safe and away from the hands of conniving tricksters who would want nothing more than to have their hands on your prized pearl?
Well, generally, experts recommend living at the bottom of a dank, deep cave in a remote area with your cherished pearl.
Ooh.
And should anyone try to take it from you, you should quickly lash out at them and even have your pearl cast a spell on them lest they seek to separate you from your darling.
Got it. And did you actually get to talk to anyone who chose this option for their retirement?
I spoke to a few retirees who had chosen this path, most of whom were toothless, emaciated, and hadn't showered in months due to their compulsive need to pet their pearl nonstop while admiring its hypnotic beauty. Take a listen to one of them.
My sweetie, my dear sweetie, look at you, so big, so shiny. You're perfect, perfect in every way. Mwah, mwah. I prostrate myself before you. I am nothing compared to you.
So, do you believe this was the best option for your retirement plan?
Silence! I am with my pearl. Not even Aphrodite herself compares to your bedazzling beauty.
Wow, it seems like that man has it all, but listening to him and hearing how locked in he is with his radiant gem, I feel like it might be hard to wait until you're 65 to fully devote yourself to deifying your precious pearl.
Well, the experts I spoke with acknowledge that it is hard to wait to covet your pearl once you've acquired it, and especially after you catch it glistening in a ray of sunlight.
Mm.
But people should remember that spending the next few decades ignoring the impulse to get out the pearl and hold it too early will only help you be driven to salivating madness later in life.
Okay, advice taken. I sometimes succumb to my impulse to unlock the purple velvet box where I keep some starter pearls and sacrifice a goat before it in the middle of the night. But after hearing this, I think I'll just wait until I'm 65 and can give the pearl all of the sanity I have left. Thanks for the report, Marcy.
Thanks, Leslie.
That's OPR's Marcy Hammond, back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Well, not all the news can be about our future. These next stories all happened in the past, and I'm going to tell you about them in the present. Here's what else you need to know today. Twitter is cracking down on users in violation of the platform's policy against hate speech, today banning more than 7,000 accounts that were deemed to be a little too on the nose. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey addressed the banned accounts, saying the quote, "Inciting violence against certain groups in such a hacky, overdone way has no place online and should only be done with the subtlety and nuance Twitter users have come to expect from the platform." And with the Smithsonian Museum beginning to reopen, patrons may recognize an impressive new exhibit. Senior leadership members at the Smithsonian announced today that the museum will now be displaying a rare Clarence Thomas pubic hair. It's all part of the institution's newly renovated sexual harassment wing, where the treasured pube will be proudly displayed on a decorative Coca-Cola can. And finally, it was quite a scene last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where for the first time since 1992, Yugoslavia was reunited, delighting fans of the former European country. Wow, it feels like just yesterday they broke up. Where have the years gone? And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to join us for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be finding out if all the hypnosis techniques we've been secretly trying out on you today worked. If I snap my fingers and you start acting like a chicken, then we're at business, baby. Find out next time on The Topical.